We are 2 decades later and still we do not have a vaccine. But we commemorate this day to remember the commitment and also to look into the research, update on the research of what is happening in the HIV vaccine research, as well as to honor the people who are participating in different trials around the world.
Are we very near to really have HIV vaccine?
The answer could be yes and no. If you ask me if we know how long it will take to get a vaccine, the answer is no. But a lot of progress has been achieved over the last 2 decades. The most promising result came out in 2009, a trial in Thailand that showed 31% risk reduction of HIV risk of infection. Since then, the research is ongoing. 31%, of course, is not enough. And 7 years later, we are still continuing with research on that particular vaccine. Secondly, there is a lot of promising research around HIV antibody therapy. What this means is that researchers over the years have been researching HIV-positive people, their body's reaction to HIV, their own natural immune system, and through that trying to isolate antibodies that block the HIV from infecting a human cell, and using that in research to understand how to develop a vaccine against HIV. This research is progressing very well. They have found that some of the antibodies can block up to 80% of the over 200 different strains of HIV. You know, HIV is a very complex virus, and it's very challenging for researchers to find a way to fight it. So these two research trials are currently the most promising ones, but then it is anybody's guess when the actual results would come out that would say, okay, now we can go into licensing, we can go into mass production and rollout. That will still take years, if not decades.
We still don't know when will indeed the vaccine going to be out. But is this the issue of people do not know, or is this there other thing in play here?
When you talk about HIV research, like I mentioned, the human immune immune deficiency virus is the most complex virus that we have identified at the moment. So the trials are really, you know, very complex. It's taking a lot of time. Past research around other viruses have been much easier, but HIV seems to be a bit more complex. And this is why, as UNAIDS, we are pushing for prevention from a socio-biological point of view. Meaning that, you know, people need to protect themselves, you know, having safe sex, making sure that they know their risk and they are protecting themselves. Because, you know, as we are waiting for the vaccine, we cannot afford that more people get infected.
Some people are making money out of producing antiretroviral drugs. So, in a way, you know, this kind of interest, self-interest on benefit, don't you think that this is also complicating the whole search for HIV vaccine?
Of course, the pharmaceutical world is a complex world, and it's a money-making world in the end. But with donors such as the U.S. government putting a lot of money in research, recently even the South African government, for example, has put money into research. And therefore, you know, this is looking into a vaccine that is affordable, if not even free, for most people. You have seen the development around antiretroviral drugs. In the 1990s, there was, you know, these complex, expensive cocktails. Now we can treat a person living with HIV with under $200 a year in terms of the drug. Through that same kind of advocacy, you know, UNAIDS is working with partners such as the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, AVAC and others, to find a cheaper way of developing a vaccine that will not cost people money, because we know that most of the people affected by HIV are in resource-poor settings. They cannot afford expensive drugs.
All right. Mia Mumtaz, thank you very much for talking to us, and let's see if you have something to add.
You need to be aware of HIV as a challenge in our country, and we need to be, you know, very vigilant in terms of protecting ourselves and protecting our loved ones against HIV. as well as stop discrimination against people living with HIV, because discrimination will kill not only people living with HIV, but also our societies.